This school board member, Erin Grady, grew up in Park City and is now raising her family here. She says she is getting up to speed on how the multi-tiered system of support is implemented in the school district. It's a $400,000 line item on the budget. School administrators hope to hire 4 new elementary school positions for next year.
I think I've learned a little bit more, just kind of understanding. I feel like I sat in a meeting a few weeks ago with Dr. Einhorn and got a plethora of information and just have felt a little bit overwhelmed at the time. But I think we're slowly kind of working through that and understanding what the interventionists will be doing and the need for them in the full 4 elementary schools.
The MTSS method works to keep children who are in need of extra help in the classroom. Up until several years ago, the school district used reading aids that would pull kids who needed extra help out of the classroom. School Board President Andrew Kaplan says the elementary schools are stretched thin when providing remediation efforts for those students in need.
At our schools, we have anywhere from 300 to 600 kids at the elementary schools, and at each school, there's one interventionist. So obviously, their bandwidth is limited, and if you have, they're meeting all day long with children and, you know, for various periods of time, right? Some children get a minute or two a day. Some children get, longer periods of time, whether it's a whole class period, et cetera. So it kind of depends on the severity of their needs. We're trying to go away from pulling kids out of classroom instruction. There's a lot of studies that show that, you know, taking kids out for extended periods of time of regular classroom instruction actually sets them back academically.
Kaplan says the board and administration are discussing how the Tier 3 student in need of intervention is identified, coached, and evaluated
to ensure that they're getting the correct services. And so traditionally in public education, that testing is a little bit lax because, you know, it can force the hand of a school district to go out and spend money and do different things. And I think we're coming to terms with the fact that we have no shortage of resource and we want to close the achievement gap for our students. We want to help all of the kids who have learning disabilities. We don't want our Latino students to get to the 12th grade and be well below the national average in terms of literacy and reading level and things like that.
Kaplan says the achievement gap in the Park City School District is most pronounced with English language learners. He says interventionists often focus on reading, but students may need help in other subjects.
There's many, many different types of ways that students learn, and there's many things that students will struggle with, and every kid is different. And we need to make sure that we have the right people there for not only kids who struggle reading, but kids who struggle with language acquisition, kids who struggle with numeracy issues, everything, right? And that's what we're trying to do. And we're trying to figure out what is the right data to look at and what is the right benchmark so that we can actually assess this moving forward.
The board asked administration to provide more details on the 4 new elementary support positions at the next board meeting scheduled for April 2nd. I'm Carolyn Murray, KPCW News.